The headline in one paper on Friday was certainly enough to strike panic into the heart of anybody who was thinking of travelling. Traffic across UK roads and motorways is building as travel chaos bites on what is being dubbed Frantic Friday. So if you have been out on the roads, either in the last couple of days or even today, may I say how nice it is to see you here. I'm glad you arrived okay. But the way that the roads have been, in fact, it's the same every Christmas. I'm sure that over the last couple of days, no one will have been travelling unless they've got a good reason to do it. The couple of days before Christmas are not the sort of time to think, you know what, I think I might just go out for an aimless drive, because it would, generally speaking, be an aimless sitting in gridlock. We know that actually, if we're going to go out, there's got to be a reason for it. And actually, that was even more true 2,000 years ago at that first Christmas. And not because there was gridlock on the roads, but because travel was so difficult. The difference 2,000 years ago was that at first sight, none of the characters in the Christmas story seem to have had any reason at all for heading to Bethlehem. First of all, there was Joseph. You wouldn't really have expected him to be travelling to Bethlehem. He lived at the other end of the country. Long journeys were rare for ordinary people, like carpenters in those days. The only way of travelling would have been on foot, unless you were wealthy enough to have a donkey. And carpenters, generally speaking, would not have been wealthy enough. No, you certainly wouldn't have expected to find Joseph travelling to Bethlehem. Second, there was Mary. You really wouldn't have expected Mary to be making that journey. Like Joseph, she lived at the other end of the country. In fact, Joseph was the only reason she had to go. And it certainly isn't something you would have expected. Mary was heavily pregnant, not the ideal state to be travelling. Joseph knew that he wasn't the father. Why on earth would he still take Mary along with him? In fact, why on earth would Mary go with him? There was the third lot of travellers that night were the shepherds. You really wouldn't have expected them to be travelling down into Bethlehem. Their work was away from the town, up in the hills. Shepherds had a bad reputation among respectable people. And as a result, they kept themselves to themselves. They rarely ventured into town. So why on earth were they travelling to Bethlehem? And then later, although we've not heard about them tonight, later came the wise men. And quite frankly, of all the characters in the story, they have to be the ones you would have least expected to be travelling to Bethlehem. They lived hundreds, maybe 1,000 miles away. They had probably never even heard of Bethlehem when they set out. Maybe we get so familiar with the Christmas story that we don't realise how surprising it really all was. Joseph, Mary, shepherds, wise men, you really would not have expected to find any of them taking that journey to Bethlehem that first Christmas. But actually, when you start to dig deeper, well, maybe all of them did have a reason. For Joseph, it was that Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken and that everyone had to return to their hometown to register. And because Joseph's family had originally come from Bethlehem, that's where he had to go. But there was actually another reason for Joseph to be there. Even though he knew he wasn't the father of Mary's soon-to-be-born baby, like Mary, he knew that this baby would be someone very special. Maybe both Joseph and Mary knew words that the prophet Micah had said centuries before. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me, one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. You see, surprising though it was, Mary's journey was in line with what God had planned centuries before. In fact, that was why Mary and Joseph made their journey. And then the shepherds. As I said, it would take something pretty important to get the shepherds down into town. But an angel of the Lord appeared to them and told them that a special child had been born, the one called the Messiah, the Lord. Of course, there would have been other babies in Bethlehem at that time, but this one would be lying in a manger. And I guess that being given that sort of news by an angel probably was a good enough reason for even their unlikely journey into Bethlehem. And then there was the wise men. They had seen a star, they had realized that it had something to do with the birth of a special child, and they had taken this huge journey to go and worship him. So all these unlikely characters took that journey to Bethlehem, not actually for any reasons of their own planning, but because God had arranged it that way. And he had arranged all of that because of the one character, the one journey we've not mentioned so far. And surprising though the presence of the other characters was, surely this is the one you have least expected to find in a stable in Bethlehem. We've already heard about him tonight. We heard in our first Bible reading. This baby was God. He was God with us here on earth. Listen again to how our first Bible reading describes it. Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage, but made himself nothing, taking the very form of a servant, being made in human likeness. What a journey that was. From the glory of heaven, constantly worshipped by legions of angels, down to a humble stable. It's amazing. What reason could possibly have been enough to bring Jesus to do that? It's just so incredible. But actually, there was a reason, and we've already heard it tonight. But the angel said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." A Savior has been born. Someone has come to rescue you. Those shepherds needed rescuing. And the fact that this baby would be their rescuer, which is basically what Savior means, was good news that would cause great joy. I sometimes wondered what those shepherds thought when they heard that. As I said, they lived on the margins of society in a country that was occupied by a foreign force. And I guess when you know that, news of a Savior might have sounded very appealing. If this baby was the Messiah, the Lord, the all-powerful God, and he'd come to rescue them, well, yeah, they could see what they needed rescuing from. But if that's what they thought, they had missed something very important. Maybe they could think of things that they needed rescuing from, but I doubt very much that they had thought of the one thing that this Messiah did come to rescue them from. Because when an angel told Joseph that Mary was going to have a son, he told him, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. This baby came to rescue those shepherds from their sins, from the things that they'd done that were wrong. And not only them, the angel said, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. This baby came because people across the world and throughout history needed someone who could save them from their sins. And that need was so drastic that it brought the Son of God, the Messiah, the Lord, from heaven to Bethlehem. So, Joseph and Mary, the shepherds, the wise men, even Jesus himself. You wouldn't have expected them to take those journeys, or you wouldn't have expected to find them in Bethlehem. But they all had a very good reason to be there. But there's one more person you might not expect to make that journey and to be there. But another person who, despite the fact that it might seem very unexpected, actually does have a very good reason. And that person's you. I guess we normally think of Christmas as being a time when we do things for other people. But it's really a time when God did something for us. He gave us the one thing we needed more than anything else. Christmas is the time when God says to you, you have got a big problem and you need to be rescued from it. And then he gives you the rescuer you need. Because you see, however strange it might seem and however much it might not be the way you've ever thought before, if God says you need to be rescued from your sins, then you do need to be rescued from your sins. And if God says that this is so serious that his own son would come to earth to rescue you and to do it by dying for you, and believe me, this is one Christmas gift you desperately, desperately need. But it's a gift that's only available for those who make that journey. The journey that leads to submitting your life to the baby in the manger, who is really the Messiah, the Lord. And tonight, that might be a journey that you've made in the past. But if you're honest, you know now that you've lost your way. It might be a journey you've never even thought about before. It might be a journey which, like the wise men, you have no idea where it is going to lead you. But what better night could there be for setting out on that journey? And if you would like to know more about the journey, please fill in one of the cards in the pews. Hand it to one of us after the service. We'd love to invite you to something called Life Explored, which we're starting in January. But please, don't think this isn't for you. You see, however little they knew or understood, if the shepherds and the wise men hadn't set out on their completely unexpected journey, they would have missed so much. They would have missed out. And unless you set out on that journey, you will miss the real significance of Christmas. So any parent will know that the arrival of a baby changes your life. Nothing is ever quite the same again. But the arrival of this baby is even more dramatic than that. Because the arrival of this baby can mean new life for you. And that isn't just something that will make a difference to Christmas. It will make a difference to New Year and then on forever. Mary and Joseph, the shepherds and the wise men, they all journeyed to Bethlehem because of Jesus. And Jesus went there because of you. And tonight, whether you've done it many times before or never before, God invites you to take the greatest journey in the world and join those other Christmas characters in worshipping his Son. So tonight, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, you can sit there and enjoy the story, you can enjoy the music, you can love the Christmas atmosphere, or you can kneel before the one who was laid in a manger and accept the wonderful gift that he came to give to you.